Hello and welcome to Pickleball Therapy, the podcast dedicated to your pickleball improvement. I am your host, Tony Roig. I am a certified pickleball professional as well as a full-time dedicated pickleball coach. This is what we do. I'm also the host of your weekly podcast, Pickleball Therapy, where we work through different aspects of the mental part of the pickleball game to help you not just feel better, but also play your best pickleball. This week, we're going to be talking about the wall. There's a wall that we can sometimes run into when we're out there trying to improve as pickleball players. This is an improvement episode. We're going to talk about big picture improvement. But there's a wall that a lot of players spend a lot of time standing in front of. They're not able to scale that wall. What I'm going to talk about this week, I'm going to talk about the mindset that you want to bring to your improvement if you want to, in fact, scale the wall, get over it, and keep going with your play. There's another concept that we use a lot about climbing a mountain. That's a very appropriate one as well, and there'll be a future episode where we're talking about mountain climbing. This one I want to get very specific to. It's a big obstacle. It's not just a mountain that we're climbing. This is actually a wall that oftentimes blocks us from being able to continue down our path. As we dive into the podcast, I want to let you know, if you're listening to this podcast at about the time that it gets published, we are in the middle of our March 2024 pickleball system class. Hopefully you joined us for our Win More Series workshop to introduce you to some really powerful concepts to help you win more games and also introduce you to the pickleball system, which is our leading, it's industry leading, if you want to call it that, but it's the best training program of its kind available in pickleball. It has everything that you need to play really awesome pickleball. So we're in the middle of that. So if you're ready to take that kind of step in your pickleball journey for over the next 12 months with us, with CJ and me, check it out at thepickleballsystem.com. I'll put a link down in the show notes. You can join us for our March class. This is not a course that you can just join anytime. This is an actual real course. It's led by CJ and by me. We roll it out a certain amount of time. You have live calls with us. So this is a class and you're making a commitment to yourself for 12 months to really dedicate to your pickleball and see how far you can go with it. So hopefully you'll join us inside our March class. All right, let's talk about this wall idea. So what happened was I received an email from a fellow coach about, the kind of frustration that we face sometimes as coaches when we're talking to players who may be maybe they've been playing for a little bit, a year and a half. That's a little bit in pickleball terms. Maybe they've gotten to a three, high two, low three, even 3-5 level. And, it's difficult sometimes because when we speak with players who are around there, they buck us about fundamentals, right? They buck us about, anything that's deemed to be too basic for that player. As coaches, we know that what makes a difference between a player who goes far in pickleball and a player who does not, more often than not, boils down to the dirty word, fundamentals. And you may have heard me say this before on the podcast. CJ and I, we really shy away from that word in anything that's outward looking, anything that goes out, like any kind of marketing, anything like that. We don't use the term fundamentals. It's not because there's something wrong with the term. The term is a great term, fantastic term. It makes a lot of sense. Problem is, when we use that term, it's a turnoff because a lot of players out there will simply turn their ears off as soon as they hear that word fundamentals. It's like a bad word, right? But the messed up thing, right? The irony of it is that that's exactly what the players need in order to scale that wall or break through that wall if you want to be Kool-Aid man about it, right? Just bust through that wall. What happens is, players are looking for like some kind of a quick fix or a shortcut. Actually, I'll tell you a funny story. We just published a video on the same subject on the Into Pickle channel. I'll put a link to it down below. You can check that video out as well if you want to. It has me drawing on the board, so it's pretty entertaining, I think, in terms of the drawing and the explanation. But, and the video talks about this 3-0-3-5 wall and the limitations that players who are trying to shortcut or bypass or just jump over the wall in some silly way don't ever get over it and how you actually get over it. And a couple of comments, I don't know if the commenters saw the irony in their comment or not, I don't know. But some of the comments were basically, one of them was like, oh my God, this is taking way too long, right? Meaning the video is taking too long. And I think the irony was lost on the commenter because that's the problem, right? Like the player, they want something quick. They want like, I don't know, they have like a 75-second timer playing to tell them what's going on. That's just not how this works. You know, I don't frankly know anything in life that's worth anything, worth doing, that's quick like that. You know, that's like, bam, 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 I'm done. You know, whether it's reading a really good book, whether it's learning, you know, a hobby, whether it's improving as a pickleball player, whatever it is. Listen, this takes some time, right? It takes some time. It takes some dedication. It takes some work. It takes some patience, right, to be able to get here, to get where we want to go. What I'm interested, though, is in like, okay, so what happens is what players are looking for to scale the wall, right, is they're looking for shortcuts, right? They're looking for quick ways to scale that wall or to get around it or under it or whatever. And so, you know, like YouTube videos promise that, can't deliver. Friends at the courts, you know, listen, the friends at the courts, they mean well. I know they mean well. They're trying to share with you what they know about the sport. And there's goodness in their hearts, right, for the most part. But they just don't know enough. They don't know enough about the game, or they don't know enough how to communicate it, or they don't know how to put it in the right order, or they don't know how to figure out whether it's right for you. And the picture I did in the YouTube video, it's, you know, like a player trying to lift a player over the wall, give them a hand. The wall's too high. You know, that tip or that piece of advice, even if it's right for you, it's just not going to be enough to get over that wall. And then there's not like a catapult or a trampoline or something like that that's available to you. The bottom line is that to make significant improvement as a pickleball player, meaningful stuff, like you know, like where you really start understanding pickleball in a different way than just, you know, you heard somebody say, oh, I should hit the ball over here. And I don't know why I do that, but, you know, so-and-so said that, so I'll start doing that. Where you start, you're the one going, you know what? I'm going to try hit the ball over here because here's the reason why. And you understand how to get there, right? You have a process for getting there. You understand the framework and objectives of the game so you can build a game that makes sense given your skill set. That's just a beautiful feeling when you have that kind of, you know, CJ likes to say that, you know, we know pickleball in our bones, right? We've learned it in our bones. And that's something that's achievable for you. You know, you can do that. But to get there, there's no shortcuts. You know, there's no like, there's no quick fix shortcut magic pill that you can take to get there. Now, that said, there is a shorter path and there's a longer path, right? The pickleball system that I mentioned earlier, that's a shorter path, right? That's very clear. It's a straight line to get you where you want to go in terms of the path, right? It'll take you a little bit longer in certain steps and things like that. That's natural. But the path that's laid out there to get you from where you are now to where you can go is pretty straightforward. You know, you can go the long route. The long route is, you know, I'm just going to figure it out by myself. You know, and that's nothing technically wrong with that. That's your choice, you know, whether you want to do that or not. Now, I will tell you this. The long route sometimes works, sometimes it doesn't work. Because sometimes along the long route, we end up taking branches, you know, forks down the road that lead us nowhere. And we have to backtrack and then get back on the correct route again. It's kind of like, you know, the way we're using, during the workshop, what we're using to explain the system is like a map, okay? So you know you want to go somewhere, right? You know you want to go to Omaha, Nebraska. I want to get to Omaha, Nebraska in my car. I could just start, I kind of know where Nebraska is relative to Florida, where I live. So I could just start driving west and north and west and north and west and north and west and north. And maybe I should shoot over it or shoot past it, right? And then maybe I go, okay, I made it to California. Okay, that's too far. Now I know I have to go east. So I go east and maybe I made it, you know, maybe I make it to like, Chicago. And I go, ooh, I think that's farther east than I need to go. And then I turn around again and then I make it to Canada. Oh, that's too far north. You know, so I keep driving around and eventually there I am. I'm in Omaha, Nebraska. Excellent. Or, you know, I can use a map, right? I can use a GPS to get there. And that's essentially what the pickleball system is. The pickleball system is a GPS. It's a map. That'll tell you how to go from where you are now to get to Omaha, Nebraska, to get to your goal as a pickleball player without you having to guess that, you know, okay, I think it might be east of where I am right now, but I'm not really sure. You know, you don't have to guess with the pickleball system. And it also, it it meets you where you are. So if you're leaving from Boston, if you're leaving from Florida, Ryan, if you're leaving from Texas, California, Arizona, Oregon, doesn't matter. It'll take you to Omaha, Nebraska, to where you want to go. So, you know, understand that for you to have meaningful advancement in your play and for you to overcome that wall, that will definitely, it affects every player out there. We face that wall. To scale that wall, there is no shortcut. There's no catapult waiting for you, no trampoline waiting for you. You're going to have to put in some work. And from our perspective, the best way to climb the wall is one step at a time. You get on that ladder and you plant your foot on step one until it's firmly embedded on step one. Once you're nice and secure on step one, you take your other foot and bam, you put it up on step two. Get that nice and embedded, get your balance, and then you go up to step three and you keep going. Next thing you know, you're looking up over the wall, you crested the wall, you're standing on top of it going, awesome, now you can keep going on the other side of the wall. So wanted to talk to you about improvement, wanted to talk to you about the wall, wanted you to understand that if you're feeling frustrated, you're feeling stuck, you can in fact get over the wall. Again, your choice, whether you want to take a short course or a long course, whether you want to drive around all over the country till you land at Omaha, or whether you want to have a map to get to Omaha, that's up to you. But we have a map and we're happy to have you join us inside our course too, so you can have access to the map as well. If you're listening to this anytime near its publication again, our class is opening right now. You can come in, learn more about it, and then make a decision whether it's right for you. If you're listening to us at a different time, make sure you're on our email list because we'll let you know when our next class opens towards the fall of this year. It's always a spring and fall affair for us on these classes. And then you're in it for 1 year, really working on your game and really gaining improvement in your pickleball. Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. I wish you well along your improvement journey, no matter what you decide to do. And as always, if you have a friend who's thinking about improving, wants to improve, you know that they love this game, but don't know exactly how to get to Omaha, Nebraska, share this information with them, and perhaps it's their time to pull out the map and stop driving all over the country trying to find Omaha, Nebraska. I hope we've been able to. I hope you've been able to join us inside the workshop and learn some more about how to win more, no matter what your decision is. And as always, you know, happy to be a part of your journey as your podcast host at Pickleball Therapy. We'll continue to bring you quality content like this to help you achieve your pickleball objectives and hopefully give you a little bit more peace of mind, both in pickleball as well as outside of pickleball as we continue to grow as human beings, because pickleball is super, super important. But pickleball is a part of a much bigger picture that is us as human beings and our growth as persons. Have a great week, and I hope to see you. Some of you I'll see inside the pickleball system class for March of 2024. For the rest, I will see you in next week's podcast. Have a great week.